Former Illinois Senator Paul Simon died yesterday following complications from heart surgery. He was 75 years old. The two-term senator was known for his trademark bow tie and flair for grassroots politics. He also served in Congress and ran for president in 1988. From member station WUIS in Springfield, Illinois, Bill Wheelhouse reports.
For many in Illinois, Paul Simon was the epitome of good government in a state often better known for corruption and machine politics. He even started disclosing his personal finances when first elected in the 1950s. Simon's baritone voice conveyed what most observers say was an honest and a socially liberal political philosophy. He was immensely popular across the 400-mile-long state and tried to parlay that into a run for the White House in 1988.
In my candidacy, people and their needs come before everything else. I'm not running for president simply because America is suffering a management crisis or because I want to stimulate an academic debate over abstract ideas. We're electing a president.
Paul Simon won only his home state's primary. Pat Mitchell ran Simon's campaign in Iowa.
He's kind of one of a kind as a candidate, both in terms of the bow tie as well as the approach and his ability to connect with people. He was underrated in some senses, and he began to revel in that and went out and proved him wrong.
Paul Simon's career started in 1948 when he came to Illinois to become the nation's youngest editor-publisher at a small newspaper. Simon entered the Illinois state legislature in the 1950s, and he served a term as lieutenant governor. He served in Congress, and then in 1984, he pulled off what many called a major political upset. As a liberal Democrat, he defeated incumbent Charles Percy in the year of the Reagan landslide. Political analyst Paul Green says Simon transcended party labels.
A lot of people who voted for Ronald Reagan voted for Paul Simon. There was not much of a philosophical link there, except Paul Simon exuded a kind of integrity, and so you had people voting Reagan-Simon.
Leaving the Senate in 1997, Simon ran a think tank. He wrote 22 books, the most recent published this year. True to his roots, he was politically active until the end. Just last week, he endorsed Democrat Howard Dean for president. For NPR News, I'm Bill Wheelhouse in Springfield, Illinois.